With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod, killing at least 21 people, including children. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
And Russian officials accusing Kyiv of carrying out Saturday shelling one day after a Russian aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed 41 civilians. Also at SRNnews.com, at the UN Security Council, Gilad Erdan, the permanent rep to the United Nations for Israel, says the UN should be focusing on violations committed by Palestinian terrorists.
Just yesterday morning, rockets were fired from Lebanon at population centers in Haifa and Akko in northern Israel. 2 days ago, rockets were fired at the northern Israeli city of Kiryat Shmona. And 3 days ago, Hezbollah fired guided anti-tank missiles at St. Mary's Church in the Western Galilee, injuring 11 people. Yet, these brazen attacks on civilians, towns, cities, and holy sites do not warrant an urgent briefing here in this council.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war on Hamas in Gaza will continue, in his words, for many more months. This is SRN News. A new poll is out concerning heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than 1 in 4 respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one, and another, and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion likely to remain a major issue in politics, policy, and the courts. U.S. in 2024, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballots in 7 states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in all of them. This is SRN News. Crews removing a Confederate monument from a Jacksonville, Florida park. Here's John Scott.
Mayor Donna Deegan ordered the removal of the tribute to the women of the Southern Confederacy Monument, which has been in Springfield Park since 1915. She said the decision is not an attempt to erase history, but to show that people have learned from it. A proposal to remove the monument was introduced to the Jacksonville City Council in 2021, but the Republican-controlled board never moved on it. Earlier this month, city attorneys determined that city council approval was unnecessary because city funds were not being used for the work. John Scott reporting.
Baltimore police say officers shot a man in the leg Saturday after he charged at them with a machete and another knife. Authorities say officers were conducting routine patrols when they encountered a naked man walking down the street. He later charged them. More details at SRNnews.com.